indeed, I visited Lanya, where we have over 11,000 displaced persons from Wanduruba. We have talked to them. We have seen their situation. We also move on 17, on 18, we move to Wanduruba to Mankaro, Mengele, and Katigiri. These are the places where we have visited. And the general observation is that there is nobody in these places. They have deserted the places. Literally, there is nobody. So this is unfortunate that our people are right now, as we are celebrating peace, they are in bushes. They are on hiding. Those who are unable to go to nearby areas, we have not found anybody, with the exception of one or two persons, like the paramount chief Gordon Sasa is in Wanduruba, and a few people came when we were there to listen exactly. So the situation is very, very bad.
Yes, and from the stories that you're hearing on the ground there, you said the chief is still there. When you were talking to him and the rest of the people who are on the ground, what are they telling you? What exactly happened?
What exactly happened? That there is a clashes between our forces, the SDLA soldiers, and that is to be specific, commando unit are in the area. And they enter into clashes with some armed group, whether you call them rebel or you call them what. There is a conflict between this group in a place called Mankaro. And then because of a heavy shooting and all this, the people of Wanduruba, when the forces were coming back, they found that there was nobody in Wanduruba. The people of Wanduruba deserted Wanduruba because of the heavy fighting, fearing for their life. And so when the soldiers, after the clashes, they came back to Wanduruba, they found there was none. This is also angered the commando as why the whole community, the entire community, could desert like that. This angered them, and they also... we were told they have also shot some guns on the air, and then as a result there was a looting that is evident. We have seen with our eyes that shops were looted, government institutions, the police, the coordinator's office, the PIAM office, the agriculture office, name them, the MTN. The looting is rampant in Wanduruba. Exactly, this is what happened. So the people of Wanduruba deserted the place simply because there was a shooting, but there was no strong kind of command to stop the military from the looting.
Yes, and before you left the place on these areas, what is the situation like? Have there been calm that has returned to the areas?
We went also further to where the classes started, to Mankaro, and we found there was nobody. Houses were burned. We went to Katigiri, the same thing. There was a looting. There was houses. There was burned. NGOs like Zoa, Adra, these are all looted, and the hospital. And as we are coming back, we have talked to the chiefs. We found the chief in Katigiri, and the chief of Mengele. These chiefs, they came back. They were staying nearby, so they were able to come out, and they told us frankly that they are not coming. People are not ready to come unless the army vacate the place. But as long as the army is in place, they are not coming. So it's a challenge. The situation is that people are not willing to come as long as the army is in the place. This is the situation. So we came minus meeting the community, only their leaders, saying that they are not coming. And we are unable also to reach them. Their situation reported to be bad. You know, there is no food, there is no clothes. They just ran without anything. Children are dying in the bushes there. So the situation is bad.
Yes, so Bishop, what will be your final recommendations after visiting these areas and seeing the suffering of the people there? What could you like to tell us? What's your final remarks on this?
The recommendation, David William, is that we need an immediate intervention from the state government, the Central Equatoria State Government. We need the PIAM coordinator, the PIAM director, and we need the police. We need the civil administration in the place, because as it stands now, there is no government. All the police deserted the place. They are in Juba. The prison, the wildlife, the administration are not there. So if there is no administration, the people, we need to build confidence. People are fearing. To whom they will they come?